What's up, everybody, and welcome back. And guess what? It is week one of the MLS. I cannot wait. I actually want to be more invested this year in the MLS. I know this league is a lot different than, you know, any other league with having a playoff system and all of that. And two different, like, conferences. Very American-like. But I'm excited to get into it. Excited to make predictions for this league. My two favorite teams are Atlanta United. I've followed them since they became a club, and then I've also taken an interest into Nashville SC, and I didn't like them as much because they were in the East also with Atlanta, but now that they're in the West, now I have a team in the East and in the West, so I'm pretty excited for it. So actually, let's just jump in. So the first match of the year is Philadelphia Union versus Minnesota United. Both teams had an okay year last year. Minnesota, not so much. Philadelphia is a good team. I feel like they kind of got gypped in the playoffs last year, but it is what it is. It's a new year, so starting off fresh. The last time that these two teams played was on October 20th of 21. And Minnesota United did beat the Union 3-2, but they are at Subaru Park this time, so I do believe that the Union will win 1-0 in this first game. So next up, we have Columbus Crew and Vancouver Whitecaps. I don't know too much about Vancouver. I feel like they're just a okay team. The last time these two teams played, they were supposed to play. This was back May 27th, 2020, and it was canceled. So really, you can't even count like what their past record was with each other and how they played. But again, this is just one of those games that it's going to be a coin toss. I don't think Columbus Crew's all that great. I feel like the Whitecaps are a little bit better. So I will say that the Whitecaps win this game 2-1. Now we move on to LAFC against the Rapids. LAFC kind of had a disappointing year last year, from the year before. And I got a feeling they might turn this around, bringing in some new people. I'm so excited for the MLS. It's crazy. But LAFC is at home against the Colorado Rapids. And I believe that LAFC wins this game 2-0. I feel like especially with the MLS and this being the first week, I feel like a lot of games will be the winning team will be the home team. Man, I couldn't get that out. So moving on, we have FC Dallas against Toronto FC. They are playing at Toyota Stadium in Dallas. These two teams have not played each other since 2019. Actually, early 2019. FC Dallas did beat them 3-0, but again, that's 3 years ago. So you can't even look at that. So that's going to be pretty nice with 2020 being cut short with COVID, and even like last season, it was there was a lot of ups and downs. I'm hoping that this season comes around, no fan limits. I hope that we kind of get back to normal and stadiums are filled. And just games are actually games again. And hopefully not a lot of, missing out with players and everything. I know that the Premier League is still having trouble with that, with players being out because of COVID and all that. And like in the Bundesliga, they are just now, I know that they just started having fans back in their stadium. So besides the fact, we got FC Dallas versus Toronto. I think this is actually going to end up in a draw, 1-1. I know Toronto FC struggled last year. I'm not sure how Dallas did last year. I can't remember off the top of my head, but I got a feeling this is going to be a 1-1 draw. Bob Bradley up in Toronto FC, I think he's going to try to, I think he's going to turn them around. He's a good coach. I know that he left LAFC because of the year they had last year, but I think he will turn it around for them. So next up, we have Austin FC and FC Cincinnati. They are playing at Q2 Stadium. These teams have never played each other before because Austin, their season last year was their first season. They did fairly good, I think, for a first-year team. FC Cincinnati, they're not all that great. So, and I don't think that too much has turned around enough for them to, like, pick it back up. So I will say that Austin FC wins this game 1-0. Like I said, a lot of the home teams are going to win these first games, I feel like. Next up, we have DC United versus the newcomers, Charlotte. I really like Charlotte's colors. That Carolina blue, man, it gets you every time. I mean, I even got the PlayStation controller that is the Carolina blue. It's going to be a tough one to even predict. And I think DC United is a pretty good team, but I got a feeling that Charlotte's going to come out and they're going to have a good showing, but it's going to be a 2-2 draw. So I'm excited to see what they can do since it is more on the East Coast. They're a newer team. I like following the newer teams just because they're brand new, just to see how they turn it around and see how good they perform in that first year. First couple years, really. Now we have Inter Miami versus Chicago Fire. I got a feeling that Inter Miami is going to be a lot better this year than what they were last year. I got a feeling they're going to be kind of scary. And Chicago Fire, on the other hand, I don't think that they're going to turn it around. I know that they had a rough season last year. Didn't do very well. And I will say that they might struggle to start this season off too. And I think Inter Miami is going to win 2-1 in this game. Moving on, we have San Jose Earthquakes versus the New York Red Bulls. The last time that these two teams played against each other was back in 2019 also. And Red Bulls smacked them 4-1. Do I think that's going to happen again? No, I don't. They're playing at San Jose, and again, that was 3 years ago that they played, and I believe that this game will end up in a draw at 2-2. New York Red Bull is always a strong team, I think. So, San Jose, I feel like their name hasn't been in the media as much and all that, so I think that it will end up in a 2-2 draw, though. So, next we have the Timbers versus the Revolution. The Revolution did just lose Matt Turner to Arsenal. And I don't know if they're going to work out anything, like if he stays. I know that that happens sometimes. But as of right now, he's moving to Arsenal. So, I don't know who their backup goalkeeper was, who they're bringing in. And Timber are always a good team. And I think that with it being at Providence Park, it rocks there. I can see the fans coming out and holding strong that first game. So I do believe that the Timbers will win this game 1-0. So now we move on to the next day, which is Sunday, the 27th. Our first game is Orlando City versus Montreal. I got a feeling that Orlando is going to come out and kind of smack Montreal in the face. And I think they're going to beat them 3-1. I know this is kind of a high-scoring game-ish, especially for the first week. But I just don't think Montreal has that great of a team. And I know that Orlando City has lost, they lost Mueller, Daryl DK. But I feel like they're going to bring in people. And they're going to do good with a 3-1 win in that first game. Next up, we do have my Atlanta United versus Sporting KC. This is going to be a good matchup. Sporting KC is always a pretty good team in my eyes. I like what Atlanta has been doing. I like the coaches they brought in. Some of the players they have brought in. It's looking very, very positive for Atlanta. and the way that they turned stuff around in the second half of the season last year, I think that they'll continue to do that. I do think this will be a high-scoring game for both teams. I think it's going to be a five-goal game, and I do think Atlanta United is going to win 3-2. They're at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Most likely, it's going to be a sold-out crowd, even though, you know, because it's the first game of the season, everybody wants to come see what we have. So it's going to be rocking there at Mercedes-Benz, and I think that Atlanta wins the game 3-2. Now we go on to the other LA team, LA Galaxy, versus the other New York team, New York City FC. New York City FC coming off of a huge, huge playoff from last year. I think that they'll continue to do well. But this game, I got a feeling that both teams are going to struggle. I'm not sure why I feel like that, but I think they're going to struggle. And I actually think this game is going to go end up being a 0-0 draw. Go from like the highest scoring game to possibly the lowest scoring game. I know it's also hard to pick these games because it's the first week. We don't know how everyone that each team has brought in and all that, we don't know how they're going to do. So this is just a flip of the coin, like I said before. We don't know. It's the week one. So we'll move on. 0-0 draw for the Galaxy and NYC FC. Next, we have Houston Dynamo versus Real Salt Lake. Dynamo, I feel like, are going to have a pretty solid team this year. And I don't know too much about Real Salt Lake. So I'm going to have to start like reading up on everybody, watching highlights, so I can get a more accurate pick when I pick these games. But for this first week, I do think that Houston is going to win 2-1 against Real, just because they're at home at BBVA Stadium. Like I said, I feel like a lot of teams that are home teams will win this first week. Could be wrong, but that's just how I feel about it. So then we have, last but not least, the Seattle Sounders against Nashville SC. I feel like, so Nashville has brought a lot of players back. Seattle, I feel like, have also brought players back. Jordan Morris is back for Seattle. He looked good the other night when he played for the U.S. I think he played like 60 minutes or something like that. That was a couple days ago. I do believe that this is going to end up being a 2-2 draw. I just think that both teams having the firepower that they do up front, and even in the midfield, it's going to be a good game. I think this might be the best game of week one, just because of how strong the two teams are. So I will say 2-2 draw in that final game. So this that concludes my week one predictions for MLS. I'm excited for the MLS this year. I'm definitely going to pay more attention to it than I have in years past. I've been watching MLS, but I think I'm going to be more invested into it. Like I said, I've been an Atlanta fan since they have come into the league. I'm pretty diehard when I feel like they're my favorite team besides the U.S. men's national team, and then also Celtic FC from Scotland. So, and then I also have started like in Nashville, so I'm excited for it. I know that it's just the MLS. People think it's a retirement league, but just how many guys have started moving from the MLS, have come up through the MLS, and is moving over to like Europe and stuff. I feel like MLS is coming up, and I feel like we are going to start being more noticeable, and I just think that good things are going to come from it. I do believe that there should be like a promotion relegation and all that, but it is what it is. But the sport is gaining popularity in America, and I'm excited for it. So thank you for watching. Stay tuned for the next week. I will show like what I predicted, how I did, and then my predictions for the next like week of the MLS. So thank you for watching. Please give it a thumbs up. If you like this content, please subscribe and comment down below. Tell me what you think, who you think is going to win. If you think that I'm an idiot for who I picked, let me know, but don't be rude about it. you know, I'm always, I want to discuss like what, you know, how good teams are and how bad they're performing and everything like that. So please, you know, reach out. I want to communicate with you and everything like that. But we'll see you next time.